We are always being pulled toward our inner center, towards who we really are. It's easy to ignore the pulling. Very easy. What we do is deaden it with our many addictions, whether they are addictions to thinking everything to death, medicating ourselves with food, television, busy work, sex, drugs, rock and roll, I'll throw that in. And all the time, we are called to go out into the depths so that we can be swept back to our center. It does often take great suffering to get us back home, back to who we are. Just settle back in your chair now and follow your breath. Know that you're in this chair listening to my voice pulling you back to center, back to your very own knowing that this is it. You are it. You are the one many. And it is high time you began to tune into that on your inner radio. Because you know the difference between truth and falsehood. You see, the world is just propaganda for more falsehood. All the ads are designed to make you feel bad about who you are. They hold out the carrot. If you'll buy this product, your skin will look better and you will attract the opposite sex. If you eat this piece of cake, it will fill that empty place in your heart, on and on. God doesn't say that. You know what is true. You know you have to bid goodbye to that world. But you're afraid it will turn and rend you. And it will. And it will walk with you no more, leaving you alone and very uncomfortable. This is what that discomfort feels like. You see, conscious discomfort becomes true spiritual ease. When you really leave the world, you enter your own ease. And you know that your radar is capable of picking up true notes from false notes. And when you start studying every interaction you have, you will see that none of them are more important than the relationship you have with yourself. When you are in harmony with yourself, you are in tune with heaven and earth. You have reconciled the opposites. You are making spiritual music and sending it out to a weary world, a world that is truly tired of the dissonance, the cacophony churned out by television, radio. One thing the world is telling us is that we need more and better. We need to upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. God says, too, we need to upgrade by letting go of everything that is degrading us, which is listening to the voices that say, you're not enough, you need to upgrade. any truth is given to you for your ultimate healing. The basic truth is that there is only the self, which is given to you for your healing. I have found that the power of no brings you back home more quickly than anything else. When you get to the point where you can say no to the world without using the word no, when your energy body proclaims it, you are really centered in yourself, and you will experience your all oneness, your aloneness, and it will be quite all right with you at that point. And you will know who has the truth and who doesn't. You will know who is on the path and who isn't. Because being on the path does not make you holy. It makes you aware of everything in you that is unholy, that is unconscious, that keeps you dancing to the tune of the world. So we're still breathing together. We're knowing the power of truth, knowing the power of returning home, which is where we have been journeying together for the last 6 minutes. Thank you so much for listening, and please come back.